Toys R Us. This was a story that sort of broke last year, and some of these stores have started reopening WH Smiths. We'll get in two in Surrey. I mean, what are your thoughts on the return of this iconic brand?
Well, I think, John, for us, I mean, I was sort of 11 at the start of the 80s, so the brand sort of opened in mid-80s, but it didn't take till sort of the later end of the 80s that we saw the, local ones opening near us, because mainly for us, the big shop was Hamleys, that was the biggest or best toy shop in the world at that time. So by the time we went to Toys R Us, we'd seen the all the small shops in our local areas that used to supply toys to us. So it was a new thing, to have a multinational sort of company on our doorstep, really, and it sort of usurped the Hamleys and the local toy shops. So it was a real different thing, and it was like the Tesco's and the Sainsbury's getting sort of bigger and bigger. You used to have the greengrocer, etc., and then it was the big organisation. So it was a big thing. Because it changed the whole landscape of the high street, really, and it had everything under one roof.
Yes. Yes, so many toys, all under one roof, and I remember as a kid, I think the one in Woking, when it opened in 1985, I would have been about two or three, but I think I was there for the opening. The site used to be a co-op, then it became Toys R Us, and we walked in, and there was this, as a child, floor to ceiling of toys. I think, that's probably commonplace, that sort of thing these days, but back then, it was groundbreaking, wasn't it?
Oh, it absolutely was, because as I said, it was your local toy shop that had now turned into this big multinational, on your doorstep. So it was quite an amazing turn of events for us, and quite exciting, wasn't it?
And it was like a trip, really, a day out. You could take your children there and let them play with all the toys, because you had the footballs that people could go bouncing around. People would be riding around on bikes in Toys R Us. It was such an exciting... It's like an Aladdin's cave for children, more than they'd ever seen before, with, as you say, toys piled high to the ceiling. I mean, it was wonderful. It was like all your Christmases come at once, wasn't it?
Talking of Christmases as well, you go in there with your list and you'd be like, yeah, I want that, I want that, I want that. And you wouldn't let your parents leave sort of empty-handed, would you?
In fact, there's probably too much for you. There's too much choice, I think, John, because with the old Hamleys, you had one catalogue and you had all the toys there, and it was easy to choose from that every Christmas. But I think with the Toys R Us, the catalogue got really thick. Yes. And you wouldn't know where to start, would you? There'd be toys everywhere. And of course, back in the day, you had a lot of British suppliers at Hamleys. You got Waddington's, you had Hornby, you had Pelham Puppets, things like that, Dinky Toys. It was all British sort of things. And this new Toys R Us, it was like international.
Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff from China. It was, a real global...
Fisher Price stuff.
It's sad in a way that you saw a lot of the British smaller companies close, but it was a bit like the high street generally, when the big supermarkets came along. It was that sort of story. So sad and happy in equal measure, because for kids to see all those toys, and my daughter loved it, she absolutely adored it, and we used to take them shopping, didn't we, Lee? And they'd get lost on purpose. She actually
loved that.
When you were looking for us, we used to run away on purpose.
Such happy memories. And I know from, visiting the Toys R Us stores in the latter days, headed towards, was it 2008 when they disappeared, they felt a little bit dated, and maybe they didn't keep up with the times. We went into kind of an online world, and the likes of Amazon. Do you think they kind of struggled to keep up with things there?
Yeah, again, it was that cycle, I think, again, where, there was a change in the, in the whole retail industry with Amazon. And again, that was probably like the old Hamleys and Toys R Us thing. A bigger thing came along and then took all of, took the customers away from that.
And so they did have some digital things there. You could go and play on some of the computer games, but it was only a small section. And I think it was a changing world. Hopefully with them reopening, they would have... Embrace that a bit more.
Yeah.
Yes,
definitely. I mean, the Toys R Us 2024 reboot, some of them have reopened already. We're getting ours in Surrey soon. But it's going to be very different. I mean, it's kind of a concession within WH Smith. So it's not going to be anything like the mammoth sort of warehouse that we knew in the past, is it?
No,
No, and it's really funny that it's opening again in WH Smith's, because that was where we used to go in the early 80s for our toys, along with Woolies, independent shop keepers.
That was it.
So it's quite nice that they've come back in partnership. Yeah.
It's gone full circle, haven't they? And of course, we used to get our records at WH Smith's
Yes, there you go. I think I remember getting records and stuff in Smith's as well. Yeah, so many happy memories, and it's so good to have his name back. And of course, there's a whole generation of young people now that probably have never even heard of Toys R Us, I would imagine, you know, kids growing up now, because it's a good few years since it closed.
Yeah, well, at its peak, Toys R Us had, I think it was 105 stores across the country. And when it closed, it was a big shock.
Yeah,
so
it
I mean,
was.
It's
my
nice.
Daughter was really upset. Yeah. You know, she said, "Oh, Mum, I can't believe it." You know, spent so many hours there.
Yeah,
happy.
And it's nice it's come back in some guise, whether it's same as it used to be. It's lovely to see it back on the high street.
Absolutely. Well, it's been really good to hear your memories. We've run out of time, unfortunately. We had some technical problems on the programme this morning, but thank you for coming on and being with us and for sharing your memories, and we look forward to seeing what the future holds for Toys R Us.
Oh, we do.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.